look at Buckland's ice time recently, spikes. Is it just simply, you know, this is where you're at, you need to win, and you need your horse, and you'll ride until you can't ride him anymore?
No, not really. It has to go on play and performance. We've seen some different activity from Buff in different segments of the year, pre-injury, post-injury, and we're just trying to stabilize it. And I think he played way better last night than what we've seen a little bit previous. You know, so I think from that standpoint, it was good because we discussed some things and showed some clips and coached him, and it was good. I think his response was good, so it shows us that we're just trying to get him in place. You know, we hit that bump with that injury that really threw some loops at us, because we were coming really good there for about 12 games, and then, you know, which indicates to us that he's on board, he's trying to help us.
It's the management of his game that kind of changes from time to time, and is that, like, after the injury, maybe he's a little uncomfortable trying to do a little too much, and then, you know, then now he's gotten comfortable again and he can settle down and manage the way you and Charlie have asked him to?
Right. It's the management of his game, yeah, that encompasses a lot of things, because you've got some things that throw wrenches in there. You know, how much have you skated since you've been injured, your conditioning level, you've got, leadership. You want to help the team. How's the team doing? So you take on more than you can, bigger bite than you can chew, type thing. So those things always interfere. So you just got to kind of keep it managed. And as you said, just keep it simple and just try to keep it intact and more straight line focus. And I think he was good. I liked the way that he played there. It's better. Because before that, like, for example, the Pittsburgh game wasn't very good. And saw some different things, and I was like, okay, hold on, what do we got here? So that's encouraging. So we'll have another test tonight. But you have that not only with Buff, with a lot of players. That's how you manage your guys.
What are you looking for? What are you expecting from Boston tonight?
Well, they're a really soft team, really poor goal differential. They don't play very well. I don't know how they won the Stanley Cup.
Guaranteed win night.
Yeah. No, they're a really good team. They're a really good team. They got, you know, they're going to play. This is their third and four nights. This is our third and four nights. They had a day of recovery. They traveled and stuff. So, you know, they've lost Peverly. That'll give them a little bit of a bleep there. But they're a good team. I mean, they can hurt you all kinds of ways. They've got depth. They've got size. They've got toughness. Their goaltending is good. You got to check. You got to play. And they check. So you got to play. You got to play smart, and you got to play 60 minutes, and you can't take your foot off the pedal, because they're a really good third period team, and we witnessed that firsthand when they took over a game in Boston. So we have a lot of respect for what they do and what they're about.
Got to ask about the back-to-back situation.
How many times would you like me to deal with that situation?
One more.
Well, we'd like to change that if we could. That's about all I got to say. To me, it's that isn't going to be the issue, the back-to-back. It's going to be our third and four, travel, where does fatigue lie, how do you use your bench, how do you use your players, what are you aware of? Are you aware of the thought process? Because that's what happens when players, they get tired, they get worn down a little bit. How is the game? Is it physical? Which, you know, we had an emotional game last night. Boston's a good team. How's our response? You got to use your players, and you got to recognize all those things that are going there. So, you know, we're trying to win the game like we always do, and we need to play 60 minutes. That's the thing I got to be most aware of.
Will that kind of push you to use four lines more often tonight than you have in the last game?
Somebody asked me that question the other day. I like to play four lines anyway. I think that's what we have. I like to do that if you can. You can stay out of the box and do that, but you know, with your team that you have, you'd like to use them as much as you can, but the game dictates that. Like, if players aren't playing well, you can't go that route, you know. And I don't manage 7 games in 10 days or whatever, or 7 games in 12 days. I manage the game. You gotta win the game. That's, and the National Hockey League is about winning and losing. So I can, I'd way sooner want to win with four lines and six Ds than I would with nine forwards and five Ds or whatever. That's what, you know, the other thing too is it involves your players. They're part of the team and they want to be going. Just as long as they check and they're responsible, you can play them.
Claude, you talked about wanting to see your team take that next step and getting them close to it, but not being able to get that next step over the course of the season. Do you look at a specific game as an opportunity for that, or are you watching a process unfold?
No, I don't look at a specific game. There are games that are moments that are identifying times, but no, I don't look at the games too much, but you know, you're looking for continuity of play. You know, it's based on performance. If you have good performance, your results will follow the performance. You know, and if you can play 60 minutes and be consistent in there, then you're going to get, and you might hit a bump and stuff, but if your team plays up to its capabilities, you'll be okay. But everybody's got to contribute. If you get, it's hard to get out of 20 players. It's hard to get 15 A games, but boy, if you can get 15 A games, then we're putting our best out there pretty much, you know. So if you can consistently do that, the results will pretty much follow, you know, and that's what you hope for. But there are some games that are identifying games that you can sit and say, this is a big step. Because I remember that period this year, I think it was in December, that it specifically happened, and I remember thinking, ooh, I wonder how this game's going to go. And our team took charge of the situation and really played well in that particular game, and I thought, ooh, there, we're getting it now. So that to me was an identifying game. Doesn't happen all the time. It just depends on what's happening with your team.
But Blake had a slow start to the season. He didn't score in his first 18 games, and now he leads the team with 29 points. What's the biggest difference you see kind of from the first part of the season with him to what you're seeing now?
You know what, to put it simply, I would just say maturity, and I'm not saying that disrespectfully. I think that with Blake is that, you know, some things have happened. He came from a situation where he was a young player and with depth on a really good team, and in a team where opportunity existed and a chance to play and perform maybe as a top six player. And I think he saw that, and we spoke about that in November, roughly, about some of those things and about his game specifically, that the areas that I would like to see some changes. And I think he took that to heart and has followed through with his play. And I think what's happened is that he sees himself now in a different light. He has confidence. He's playing with more bite, more size, more passion, all the things that good players do. And I think maturity and the scenario has changed for him a little bit, and he's as he's started to score and get points and get on special teams and do things, he's really sees himself as a good player now. And that's, you know, confidence is a thing that in sports we talk about all the time, but it's a really key element in a lot of things, both good and bad. When you don't have it, you're searching for it, and when you have it, you don't want to let it go.
How's Andropov been these last two games?
You know what? He's been good. I got to get him on the ice more. He hasn't played that much, but he's been good. I got to get him playing more. So I hope to get him playing more minutes tonight. He's a guy that we got to get going. And he's been good. He's playing well. It's really not by design, not my mind design or his.
Did you notice the crowd last night? Did you notice the Winnipeg influence? Or?
Oh yeah, very much so, because I went out to talk to my wife on the bench, which I usually do because you got to go to the bowl to get reception most times. And it's wild in there. It felt like you were at home. I think it was a lot of the fans that maybe don't get an opportunity to see games here, and so they're right into it. Yeah, I noticed them. I don't usually notice them that very much, you know, but you notice them a lot.
Their estimates are anywhere from 5,000 to 7,000. Winnipeg fans in that
building last night. Oh yeah, you could see them too, and you looked around, and it's like, and when you scored, it was an emotional building. That's one thing I did notice a lot from both sides. And I'm sure they were probably pretty happy with it too, because they had some games where they were kind of unemotional, I think, in the building there. So it really raised the level. In the third period, I really noticed the emotional level of the building. And I don't usually, because it's really emotional here, so you kind of get used to that. I noticed it there last night. I don't usually, I'm more focused on the ice, but I don't always notice that.
You looked like you were getting 8 and 9 on the ice as much as possible as the game wore on, just because they were going good, or?
Well, they were pretty much our best line, you know, and I thought that they played with confidence. I thought you could see Evander playing and scoring and how he feeds off of that task. He sees himself as that player, and he looked like he was just, you know, stallion ready to be get going here, and so how could you not follow that through? And, you know, Burmistrov hit that bump in the first period where he gave up that goal, but, you know, his teammates were really good at helping him on the bench, and we got him right back out again, and, you know, so they were good there. That line was really good. It was hard to hold them back. Sorry.
Are they ready to do that on a night-to-night basis, or?
Good question. You know, you're playing Minnesota, and you're playing Boston, and if they've watched the tape and they do their homework, which they do, you know, what are they gonna face tonight? Who's gonna be playing against who? You know, so different tasks. You know, you're playing against Chera. Some of their defense are rock solid people back there. Can you still perform? So you get some real challenges. You get some real storylines that you can play out here. So we'll see how it goes. But that's, you know, an opportunity for them. Can they? And if they can, who do I try to keep them out against, and who else can step up and take, you know, so those things are all there for tonight's game.
Does Evander's speed and style encourage Alexander to be more north-south?
I think he has to play that way because
I know you want
that. Yeah, well, I do want that, yeah. But he's been better there, and I've spoken to him about that again. He's been better that way, and he's been good, but I think you have to because you can't keep up. Because Evander can play it pretty straight and stuff. And when you watch tape, you can really help them, the whole line, which we've done a little bit, because they're trying to formulate their own identity. They haven't really been together, that group, so you can help them, and they can see, and, you know. And Wellwood's a really clever player, like, very smart, like, and he can really help. He's a veteran player, and he can really help. He really knows the areas, you know. Like, for example, Evander is a shooter and straight-line player, you know. Kyle, maybe he's now got to hang around the net a little bit more, anticipating shots are coming. So you just got to, but he's got great awareness that way, and he's a real helper as a teammate.
Okay, guys.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.